Welcome, beloved listeners, to our podcast, a place where we share life experiences through the lens of faith and find common ground in being loved by God. I'm Lorraine Hess here with Erica Strong, and we are beloved daughters of God. Our goal is for you to know that you are beloved by God too. Hello, Erica. How are you?
Hello, Lorraine. I am amazing. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be talking about kindness today. Sure. And of course, we always start in prayer. So why don't you lead us?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you for this conversation. And we thank you for just a conversation wrapped around something that is nestled in love, which is kindness. God, we ask that it just really helps the listeners and anybody that needs to hear this and just to bless their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I love this subject.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to this one.
Same. As we were going through the fruits of the Spirit, it's like you have to kind of pick out the ones that you like. Mm-hmm. Kindness is definitely one of them. And the reason is, I remember when I was a little girl, and I think I heard Maya Angelou say this, that when she was a little girl, this lady, she was really pretty. She was well-dressed. And Maya Angelou thought that she wasn't pretty. She thought she was just this ugly, you know, African-American girl with the wide nose and the nappy hair. Like, she really described it in an interview one time before. And she said this lady came by well-dressed with her makeup done and just everything in place and looked at her and said, "You are so beautiful." Aww. And it changed the perspective of how she saw herself for the rest of her life.
How about that?
Yeah. And when I heard that, I thought, like, that is the epitome of kindness. And so I started doing that myself to other women and other little girls, mainly little girls. Whenever I would see a little girl, I would just grab their face and go, "You are so beautiful." Because I knew that that level of kindness can last a lifetime.
And, you know, kindness is free.
Yeah.
Being kind, being nice, it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes being kind to someone might be the only gospel they ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that feeling of self-esteem that you get from someone for being kind.
Mm-hmm.
We were in, I went to Europe a few months ago, and I was in a taxi, and my son called during the ride to the restaurant. And I talked to him. He's in college. And I said, "Do you want to talk to dad?" He goes, "Yeah, I'll talk to dad." So my husband took my cell phone and started having this conversation with my son. And so we get to the restaurant, we go to sit down at the table. And I told my husband, I said, "Oh, give me my phone." He said, "I handed it to you in the taxi." I said, "No, you didn't. We're in a foreign country. Okay. Like, we're in Barcelona and I don't have my phone. It's in a taxi somewhere." And it wasn't a taxi we called. We just walked outside, got in. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have a record of who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I went into panic mode, the taxi driver ran into the restaurant with my phone.
Wow.
Now, he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of traffic in Barcelona. If you've been to Barcelona, mm-hmm. it's a big city.
Mm-hmm.
He had to circle one-way streets to come back around, get out of his taxi, probably lost another job.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the best part of this story, because it's going to stay with me forever. So he handed me my phone. I'm like, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much." And my husband went to give him a tip for his troubles, to thank him. And he said, no, please don't.
Oh, wow.
Please don't.
Wow.
I'm like, that is so incredibly kind.
Yes.
And I just felt like I had received a gift.
Yes.
That could have been a very difficult flight home the next day without no phone whatsoever, everything. So it's one of those things that they think of kindness is doing something that didn't have to do, but you went out of your way, and that it's just a beautiful fruit of the Spirit that I think our world needs a lot more kindness.
Absolutely, it does. But you know what? It starts with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts with us as an individual deciding to be kind. There's a scripture, and I'm sure we'll, you know, put it in where to find it in our captions, but it's basically like, do as unto the Lord, right? So whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do and treat you as if I'm doing it for the Lord, right?
Right.
It's whether you're at work or you're, you know, just out and about, like you can always treat people with such kindness because you may be entertaining an angel. I remember reading that in the Bible one time before. It's like, oh my God, like, because my brain is so vivid. I'm like, that is so true. Like all of us are, you know, images of God and one with God. So why would I treat another person, you know, sourly or bad when I know that, you know, you are my brother, you are my sister. So why not treat you kind? And it just makes you feel better, right? I have a personality type that I'm always smiling. Like that is just
you
who I am.
You absolutely are. I have never seen you not smiling. That I can't say the same about myself.
Right. But Lorraine, that is genuinely who I am. Like
I believe you.
I've always been like this. And I remember this lady said to me one time, like she had met me through another friend. And she said, after she had known me for a bit, she was like, you know, I asked her, like, does she smile all the time? Like, no one's that happy. And at first, when I was younger, it used to make me feel like weird that people would make fun of me that I was always a cheerful person. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I started realizing that that is a gift, right? And this gift that I have, I always make sure I purposely create eye contact with anybody that's walking by me, that's in my space, and I smile.
You just do
not know what to do.
I was asking someone who works with people that have needs in our city. We have a lot of homeless. We have a lot of people on corners begging for money. And there in my neighborhood, like I pass people every day who are standing out there every day and are asking for money or whatever it is that you can help them with. Mm-hmm. And so I asked someone who works in, you know, with the homeless, I'm like, what is the right thing to do? Because mm-hmm. I don't feel like I can give money every time mm-hmm. I pass this corner, which I pass two or three times a day. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, you can always give a smile. You can always be kind. And someone said, oh yeah, but if you smile, then they might think you're about to give them money. I'm like, no, you don't have to give, but you can always mm-hmm. be kind. It's free. Mm-hmm. A smile mm-hmm. is free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking a lot about our kindness toward other people, but I want to touch on God's kindness to us.
Oh, yes.
Because that's where it starts.
Absolutely.
Our kindness to others. Like you said earlier, if we're doing it unto the Lord, like it is returning that mm-hmm. gift to other people, the kindness that God, like the Lord is kind and merciful is one of my favorite Psalms. And in fact, there's a setting to that Psalm written by my good friend, Craig Coulson. Mm-hmm. The Lord is kind and merciful. Beautiful. We're going to add it to our song list on the website, but the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness. Mm-hmm. And that's where we learn to be kind when we think of the ways that God has been kind to us.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it easier, right? It makes it easier because if I'm getting this gift, why not give that gift freely? Because just something as simple or something as not simple that we take for granted is that we woke up.
Right.
We woke up. If that's not the kindness of God, if that's not the grace of God, if that's not the love of God, you know, and then just when you see things that's happening in the world that's not close to you, my heart bleeds for other people that's treated badly. My heart bleeds for people that, you know, may have lost everything in a fire or may have lost everything, you know, with a tragic accident. It's like my heart goes out to them. So not only am I, you know, putting myself in a position to be kind to people that is in my space, I mm-hmm. also show kindness to other people through my prayers, through my well wishes, through my right. thoughts of love towards them, even if I'm nowhere near them. You get what I mean?
They don't even know. They don't even know you're being kind to them.
Yep.
And it's good for us. I think there's got to be a release of dopamine when we're kind to other people.
Total.
100%.
Total.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're kind and it might be hard to be kind. And then you made that choice to be kind. I know I've talked about this on previous episodes about a house fire I had years ago. And mm-hmm. I went to this conference a few months later and a lot of my colleagues had heard about it and I was doing fine. But there was this dinner one night and it was an extra, like you had to add that on to the conference. So, you know, my publisher had sent me to the conference. But if I wanted to pay, I don't know, it was like $200. It was this benefit dinner. Mm-hmm. And everyone asked me, are you going to the dinner? I'm like, no, I'm just doing what I'm here to do, and yeah. I'm not doing any extra right now because, mm-hmm. you know, financially, that was just not a good idea. Mm-hmm. And someone called me and said, you have a ticket. I'm like, you're on the list. I'm like, I did not buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And they said, well, somebody must have bought you a ticket. Well, do you know, it took me weeks to figure out who it was. And they didn't want me to know at the conference because, nice. Of course, now I had to be nice to everybody because I didn't know who bought my ticket. But anyway, I found out weeks later and she had bought this ticket for me. And she said, I just thought you just needed a night out. And it was mm-hmm. a beautiful event with champagne and mm-hmm. a little jazz trio playing. And I thought that yeah. was just such a kind thing to do. And it cost yeah. her money.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, when you're a Catholic musician, we don't make much to begin with. But
right.
I just thought that was just so, so incredibly unexpected
mm-hmm.
and sweet and kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like God giving me a hug.
Yes. Yes. And it makes you want to do it for someone else, right? Mm-hmm. It makes you want to reciprocate it. Have
Absolutely.
You ever been caught up in the Starbucks giving line? Like, have you ever been caught up in the pay for the car behind me?
No, but I've done that on a toll bridge.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. And someone's done that for me too before. But mm-hmm. and it's funny because then like you're driving for 24 miles going, okay, who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
Right. So I've been in that, you know, pay for the car behind me kind of line.
Uh-huh.
And I
uh-huh.
just remember when they said, well, yeah, your order have been paid for. I'm like, oh my God, we'll pay for the one behind me. It's like you immediately want to just rush it and do it. Right. And like mine was just my cup of coffee and maybe a Danish. This one like had a whole carload of family behind him. It was like a carload of people behind me. And I was like, oh
my goodness.
Yes. Well, you know what? Let's do it.
Look, years ago, I have four boys. A lot of our listeners know that I have four boys. And when my second to oldest was really good friends with this little boy in our neighborhood who was the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And so his mom was at the tail end of raising kids.
Mm.
And she would always offer to take my son to baseball practice. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could return. I said, you drove them last time. I said, I can't return all these calls. I had four boys playing baseball at the same time. I mean, it was just an act of Congress just to get everybody where they needed to. And then there was a rain delay or game was canceled and a kid be across. And she would always offer, I will take him home. I will take him to practice. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't ever repay you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, pay it forward.
She
said, when my kids were little, the older parents, they would give me the rides. You give the next group. And I remembered that.
Yeah.
Like you can't keep it even, just like we can't keep it even with God.
No.
But just pay it forward.
Yeah.
Don't keep score.
Yeah.
You know, if we're giving in a way where we're reciprocating, we're not really giving.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're exchanging.
Yeah.
And that's not the same.
Yeah. So let me tell you, I have one about, you know, just showing kindness where there was no reciprocation and I didn't expect any because it was a level. I knew that this was a level of grace and kindness that God would have given to me that I had to offer back. Right. So just kind of the same incident. I was a single mom at the time and I was working really hard. My daughter was going to a STEM school that didn't have the school buses that would pick her up. So I had to take her every day. So I teamed up with another mom. She would take them in the morning and I would take them in the morning and then she would pick them up and bring them home in the evening. Right. So this one day I didn't have to work. So I was at home. I can't remember what book I was reading and I'll make sure that I kind of tag it in because this book was so exceptional. I want to say it was Sermon on the Mount, but I can't remember, but I'll make sure I'll tag it in. And I remember that day just kind of like taking some time. I was in school, I was getting my master's and I was reading this book and it was one line in the book that said, I am one with God and his grace is upon me. Right. Mm-hmm. And just remember that line, I am one with God and his grace is upon me. And so I'm kind of like, you know, really soaking in that idea, soaking in the feeling of what that feels like. And I get a phone call from the EMT saying that your daughter was just in a car accident. And we need you to meet us at the hospital. But first, he said, we want to put an IV in her, but we need to get your permission. And so at the time, two of my daughters wasn't home. Like our listeners know, I have three girls. So two wasn't home. So I'm like, well, which one? And it was my youngest daughter who was at the time 11 or 12, right? 11. And so, and when he's talking to me, I don't hear her in the background. So my heart is just racing. And then he says, well, we want to give her an IV, but, you know, we have to get your permission. And then I heard her crying, mommy, right? Mm-hmm. So then my heart just kind of rested a little bit, like, okay, she's okay. She's breathing. That's what I knew. She was breathing. Mm-hmm. And so he put the phone to her ear and I'm like, Shauna, I said, it's going to be okay. They're just trying to help you. Please let them go ahead and do the IV and I'm on my way, right? Yeah. And so imagine a mom's hysteria, right? Usually we would hang up the phone and rush out the door and just da-da-da-da-da, right? So I hung up the phone and I had the first inclination just go running. I didn't. I stopped. I sat on my bed and I breathed and I said, I am one with God and his grace is upon me. And Lorraine, I said it until I meant it, until I felt it. Right. And then I got up and I told my daughter that was home. And this is exactly how I said it. I said, Shauna was in an accident. I'm going to the hospital. I'll call you and let you know how everything goes. And she said afterwards, she was like, Ma, you were so calm. I couldn't even say anything back. And, the crazy thing is she didn't even ask, can I go? She just was like, okay. I think the calmness just shocked her.
Right.
I got to the hospital and crazy enough, I beat the ambulance before they got there. And so I walked up to the nurse's station and I was like, hey, my name is Erica. My daughter's coming in. And they said, oh, they're coming in right now. So they let me in the OR room where they was bringing her in. She was crying. She was reaching for me. And I walked over to her and I whispered in her ear, you are one with God and his grace is upon you. And I said it over and over and over and over. And as I'm saying it to her, I'm not paying attention to anything that's happening in the room. But I noticed that she started calming down. They were able to do what they needed to do. Right. Turns out her hip bone snapped out of socket and then popped itself back in. But it chipped off because it was a T-bone collision where she was right there where the hit was. Right. And I know this is a long story to get to kindness, but I just have to give you those kind of details.
Sure.
So when we were done. And they was like, okay, now we're going to take her to x-ray. And they took her out of the room. The doctor and the nurses came and they stood around me and said, what did you do? Normally, we are trying to get the parents out of here because they are causing so much chaos.
Right.
We've never felt so much peace in a chaotic moment. Mm-hmm. And then the mom that was in the accident, you know, she was all bruised up and her kids, everybody was fine. Shauna was the only one that was hurt and had to have surgery. So I think it was the next day, the mom, she comes to the hospital and she's so apologetic and she could barely even look me in my eyes and she was crying so bad and her husband, everybody was so apologetic because my daughter was the one that was hurt.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, it's okay. It could have happened to any of us. Right. Please do not beat yourself up. Please know that it was an accident. And that's exactly what it was. I know it wasn't intentional. And I gave her so much love and so much kindness in the moment that most people would have been like, well, were you not paying attention? Where were you going? Like, literally, it was because of that settling in my spirit. I am one with God and his grace is upon me that it spread to this one lady that I could have easily been upset because turns out she did run the red light because she was in a rush.
Yeah. And I bet she remembered that when she was put in this situation, like you were an example to her.
Yeah.
And we all have the power to be this, kindness example so that people say, oh, I remember when someone was kind to me. And so now I have that example to be kind to other people in that same type of situation, which is what we're talking about with God. God is kind to us. He's shown us so much kindness. Like you said, if you woke up in the morning, you have a pulse. God has been good to you.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you can see, you can feel, you can taste.
Yeah.
You can shed tears. Like those are all gifts that are just these miracles from God. And if God has been so kind to us, then we can find it in ourselves to, and that kindness is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah. That is the best gift that you can freely give that costs you nothing. Nothing is to be kind to someone else, especially when they don't expect it.
Right.
Especially when they can't give anything back. Because she couldn't give me anything back. She couldn't change this trauma that my daughter had months, almost years later, where she was afraid to ride in a car with anybody but me. She mm-hmm. couldn't, she couldn't give me that back. You know, it was a lot right. of like almost a year of physical therapy. And like the doctor bills, you can already imagine what sure. that was like. So like she couldn't give me anything back, but it was the gift that I could freely give to her. Cause I can imagine if that had happened that morning and not that afternoon, how I would feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so being Absolutely. Able to put ourselves in other people's shoes, like, you know.
You know, we're talking about, and I want to be sure that our listeners don't think that we think it's easy to be kind to everybody.
No. Oh, no.
Because there are times when, let's just face it, I mean, we have to be kind to people that are just very difficult to be around.
Yep.
And we talked about this with patience. We talked about this with love. And this is, you know, a kind of a good point as we do our wrap up in our next episode. But, you know, what do you say? You know, how do you draw out of yourself the ability to be kind when you really just want to wring somebody's neck?
Self-control. What we just talked about last week. Self-control.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Or like you said, can I look at this person and see Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be unkind to him right in front of me? Because if Jesus lives in all of us, then we are being kind or not being kind.
Yeah. And then you never know who's watching. Because like you could be unkind to the waitress, but somebody over in another table is watching you be unkind to this person. And what is the domino effect of that? And then for us, Lorraine, as public figures that have, you know, a platform that we, you know, are the light in the dark world, you know, embodying Christ. If we have one of those moments that just ugly and unkind, and somebody goes and they go, well, all right, then, Erica, you're not this positive person you're always talking about, you know?
Right. Right. There's a standard that people hold us to. And I've talked about that before, but people see me in public and they think I'm just this person that sings about mercy, trust, and surrender, and love, and goodness. Yeah. And they realize that I have, you know, issues just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all about being the example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your babies can agree.
I know. You hear my puppies again. They're going to be regular guests on this show.
Totally.
I'm going to have to put a picture of them up on the website so people can see who are these two canines interrupting every conversation that Erica and Lorraine have with us.
The funny thing is, I remember you saying that usually when you're not on the call, they are quiet. They are quiet little babies when you're not on your podcast.
And they are the laziest two dogs you would ever meet in your entire life. I wake up during the night, they're each curled in a ball on two different sofas. Then I get up in the morning, they're on the opposite sofas, or they're cuddled together, or they're the laziest dogs. But when we want to record our podcast, they're like, oh, mom's up. Let me interrupt, just like our kids.
They say, I want my voice to be heard. Well, Lorraine, this was an amazing conversation because we always have the ability to be kind. We have to choose kindness, you know?
Right.
And if we see it as a gift that we can give to someone else, why not freely give this gift to someone else? Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And then in those times when it's difficult to be kind, I think we just need to remember how kind the Lord has been to us.
Absolutely. So to our beloved listeners, be kind. Thank you for joining us today on our podcast, Beloved, and talking about kindness. You can connect with us on our website, belovedpodcast.com, where you'll find Lorraine's song suggestions and the Bible verses I mentioned in today's podcast. But please say hello and subscribe to our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next time as we wrap up the fruits of the Spirit. Until then, remember, you are beloved.